Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Bachelorette Rehab podcast. My name is Haley Strong, and I'm here, as sometimes, with my current husband, Ethan. Hey, Ethan, how's it going?
Hey, Haley, how are you?
I'm doing well. Yes, that's right. Since last time you were on this podcast, we got legally hitched.
That's true. Last time, I think you introduced me as your roommate, and now I'm your husband.
You're still my roommate.
Still your roommate.
But with a piece of paper.
Sorry.
Anyway, Amy is not here today. She is getting a dog, and that is really exciting for all of us involved, including myself. I feel like I'm involved in it as well.
What kind of dog do we know?
I don't know. Okay. It'll be a surprise for everyone.
Okay.
Not for Amy. I think she knows what kind of dog.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, you never know. Yeah. Could be a gamble dog.
Yeah.
Lottery dog.
Mystery box.
Ooh, a mystery box dog. That sounds fun. I do love the subscription box.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So we're here to talk about the latest episode of The Bachelorette. And it was an interesting one, for sure. We got the conclusion of Claire's love story. We got the, like, very, very scooch of the beginning of Paige's love story. So I'm really excited to dive into this. Ethan, how have you felt about the season so far?
It's been crazy. It's been like nothing I've ever seen before in my 2 years of watching The Bachelor and Bachelorette. It was different. I've been enjoying this season so far. I like Claire. I think she's, I think she's cool. I think she's funny. I think she has a good personality. Whether her decisions are all the best for her and everybody else involved, we'll get to, I'm sure. But I like her. What about you? Maybe you should catch me up. What have you and Amy thought about the season so far?
Maybe you should have been listening to the podcast.
I know, we do this every time. Let's just like...
Whatever. Well, I'm not going to tell you. You can listen to the back catalog.
Okay.
I mean, I've been liking this season. I think it's been fun. I'm glad that we're not extending the Claire segment out. Like, I'm really happy they made the executive decision to cut it off here and just tell Claire, like, hey, we're happy for you. Get on out of here. There's been a lot of talk on the internet. Was Claire forced out? Did the producers have this set up all along that Tayshia was going to come in partway through? You know, and there's the big conversation of, did Claire and Dale talk before even coming to the show? Do you believe her saying no, she didn't?
When she told Chris Harrison, who was being very curious about the whole thing.
Yeah.
I did believe her. I don't think she swore on her dad's grave or something. And I just feel like she isn't the type of person who would do that. But I also, just like you, I heard some talk that they did. So I don't know really what to think. I did believe her. I kind of take people at their word. So maybe that's just me. But I did think that she would be.
I think in that moment, I believed her. I didn't really before. It just didn't make a whole lot of sense how she could fall so hard so fast for this guy who she had never even talked to. I feel like we did get a little bit of clarity from her. Clarity.
Mm.
You didn't laugh.
I got up.
Mm. Yeah. I feel like we did get some clarity from her of what, why she was immediately drawn to him. Claire had the benefit this season unlike any other before, of kind of having an idea of who was on her cast before filming. And because filming got cut off, we still knew who the cast was. So she was able to kind of look them up on social media, follow along with what they're doing, kind of get a jump start on getting to know these guys. Do you think that if she didn't have that, that we would have been watching a very different season?
I do think so. So that doesn't happen every time.
No.
Okay. When she said that, I thought they always get a list. And I thought, oh, it's weird that I've never, well, not weird that I've never heard about that. I've just never really thought about it before.
Like, we get the list, but usually.
Yeah. I mean, that's because filming's already done. They know who it is.
These, right. Well, they start, they'll sometimes, at least in the last couple of years, they've like sent the cast away and then they've released the cast.
Yes. That makes
That's probably only started happening in the last 2 or 3 years, because what we figure is the Bachelors missed some people in casting and their background checks of people who have some, you know, criminal offenses, or they're just a straight up asshole. Mm-hmm. And so we figure they're doing this cast release so that they can cut people who the internet finds maybe don't have some great opinions about things.
Sure, that makes sense. Getting back to your previous question, I do think it is very much playing out differently because she had that access. She kind of admitted to internet stalking Dale in this episode and saying that she was like really following along with everything he was doing. So it does seem super quick for her to fall in love. It does seem like, how could that be possible? But for her, she has been in this relationship for quite a while. Right. She's been picturing it. She's been thinking about it.
She's been seeing how his life plays out and how maybe she could fit into it almost.
Yes. She probably still would have been a little awestruck by Dale when he got out of the limo, because he is just probably like the biggest presence out of all of the guys. Just, I don't know, visually. but yeah, so I think it maybe could have gone this way eventually, but probably not this quick. Maybe it's all for the best, because had this decision been made, you know, 3-4 more weeks from now, it kind of would have been a bit more of a sticky situation.
Yeah.
Do we stay or do we go?
Do you think in the future the lead should be allowed to kind of see the people who's going to be on the cast social media? Or do you think this kind of really almost sewered the season?
Yeah, I guess it depends on what they're looking for out of the show. If they want it to be that to be a possibility that person's mind is already made up. I can't see it. Just even saying it out loud, it just seems like too much room to ruin the show.
Yeah.
But maybe it's not. Maybe this is kind of the direction they want to go in.
Yeah. I can't see them wanting to do this over and over and over again.
No.
I think production was really thrown off. Like I said, there's a lot of rumors whether or not production set this whole thing up. And I really can't see that being the case. They really seemed thrown off. Chris Harrison did a lot of legwork this episode.
He did.
And because he's the voice of the producers in the show. So I just really think they were doing a lot of this on the fly. I think Claire seemed pretty caught off guard. But I thought Claire took it all really well. Obviously, during the previews, it was showing her kind of being really upset and Chris Harrison kind of scolding her. But I thought they had a really productive conversation, and they both got to the conclusion together that the journey was over. She found what she was looking for.
I think so, too. I thought that she was going to fight it a lot more. I thought she was going to be very much like, no, don't take it away from me. I'm going to give everybody a chance.
Yeah.
I like that. But she knew it was up.
Yeah.
She knew that it was pretty much over for her and that it wasn't fair to lean on the other guys, which I think was very mature of her. And I thought it was good. Maybe at the best of basically forcing her at gunpoint.
Yeah. So then when Chris Harrison leaves and, you know, he goes to the guys and gets Dale and says, hey, Dale, Claire wants to talk to you. Do you think it was all for drama that he did that in front of everyone else? Like, he could have easily just like pulled him aside in his little cabana.
I think so too. Yeah. They all were gathered pretty much at that point for the sole purpose of getting Dale out of the room.
Yeah.
I think the other guys kind of thought he was in trouble, but like, come on.
You know what's up. These guys aren't that dumb, probably. Then Dale and Claire go on a date that night. They have their one-on-one. They have their first one-on-one where Claire tells Dale she loves him, and he kind of says the same thing too. Do you think Dale is completely into this, or is he kind of caught up in it? And I don't doubt that he likes Claire at this time. But I kind of feel a little bit like he kind of got swept up in the whole thing.
I think so too. I think he was a little caught off. I think he thought that he was definitely a front runner.
Yeah.
Was probably going to win. Who knows? Maybe they win, you know, end up with Claire. Maybe even thought like, oh, maybe we won't make it to the end. But I don't think that this fast he thought this was coming. And even still, while they were at this date, I still don't think he really knew what was coming for him. I think he still thought just like, oh, I'm going to get some preferential treatment and this will be great. Might be a little weird, but who knows? I do think the whole time I've thought that he seems pretty self-aware, maybe more so than Claire.
Yeah.
Sometimes. And I do feel like maybe he has been feeling a little uncomfortable about, he's been trying to be very tactful with the other guys. So I kind of feel like he gets called out of the room in front of all the guys. Now he's at dinner with Claire. I feel like maybe in his head he is a little bit like, this is getting tough for me to keep explaining my way out of. Claire gets to go home every night, and he's the one who has to go back and kind of like face the guys, if you will. So I think he was very just a range of emotions. I'm with you. I think he likes Claire. I think he's probably happy that all this is happening, but I do think he's a little bit shy at all.
Do you think he got a bit of a raw deal because of what you just said? Like, I didn't really think of it that way, that he is the one who has to go home every night and explain what's going on. Like, Claire's not really facing the music as much as he is.
No, the guys all are very much like, we're really sick of what Claire's doing. And then she walks into the room and they're like, you look so pretty, Claire. Yeah. You're the best. And he's the one who's going home and getting the, you know, what do you mean you're the best suited and all this. So I do feel like maybe he has got a raw deal with the other guys. But, I mean, at the same time, they know what's up. And I think all of them are doing the same thing if they're able to.
Yeah, totally. I would say that as well. So then the next day, Chris Harrison sits all the guys down again without Dale. Dale does not return that night. To at least the group of guys. I think that's, again, the benefit of them each having their own little suites.
I love the setup.
Me too. I actually really like it. And I would be fine if they just filmed every Bachelor season from now on at La Quinta.
Yeah, it wouldn't shock me. And it seems like it's working out well. I'm sure sometimes they would go off-site for dates and stuff, but I think they love being able to just be like, oh, hey, whenever you guys are ready, walk over here and we'll start the date. I think it's cool that it's all kind of self-contained and right there. But yeah, like you said, there's just a couple of benefits with it, and that's definitely one of them, being able to just have everybody right there at once.
Chris sits them down, Claire comes in the room and, you know, says, hey, this is over. Thanks everyone for playing, but we're done here. And understandably, the guys are a little shocked. They're a little upset. Tell me honestly, what would be your feeling if you were in that room and you were one of the guys? Like, would you be aware that, like, you're not in Claire's forefront or, like, vision? Like, would you be upset about wasting your time? Or would you be excited? Like, would you have been fine with having the time to bro down?
Love a good bro down. Yeah. Wouldn't be upset about that. I'd be much more, you know, just really apt, I guess. No, I think I don't know how I would have reacted. I think it would have thrown me, but I mean, this is kind of what they've all been asking for. It's like, if this is the deal, don't lead us on. She comes in, she explains how it's going to be, and they are all kind of shocked. I think it depends on who it is too. Some of the guys who felt like maybe they were a little further along, I think, are a little more shocked, and some of the guys were just like, oh, okay, that's fine. So I think it depends on who you were. I think I would have been a little shocked, but I feel like I'm pretty self-aware. I feel like I would have kind of known what's up. I'm pretty good at reading vibes, catching body language and stuff. So I think I would have known what's coming and maybe just thought, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, we saw a couple different reactions. For the most part, people were pretty chill about it. Blake was visibly upset.
Blake was bummed. You could tell. Yeah. I felt bad for him.
But I feel like he was number two.
He was probably number two, yeah. Jason, to me, he thought he was number two. Yeah. He's probably top five, but
Jason was pretty upset. And then, what's his name? Is that Kenny?
Kenny is
the guy with the tattoo.
He's the tattoo. He manages a weight band.
He was very upset.
Yeah, he was pretty upset.
You know, he was the one who was demanding an apology. Do you think that was fair of him?
Probably not. I think that it would have been nice for Claire to offer that apology.
Yeah.
Just straight up, sorry for wasting your time. She didn't. That's fine. It's her season. Again, I think it would have been nice, and I probably would have been sitting there like, she could apologize. Mm-hmm. But I would never have said it. I'm not that ballsy. So I don't know. I probably don't agree with it. Probably not. Even if he wants to do it, he could have done it a little bit better. He was a little bit enforceful. But I get where he's coming from.
Totally. Yeah, I do feel like she should have been a little, not even sheepish about it. I think she should stand in her decision. I think she was very much doing that. But I do think there was room for apologizing it because not only did she waste, not, I feel like maybe their time wasn't wasted. I think they kind of knew what they were signing up for. But I will say she didn't really give any of them a super fair shot. I'd say especially on that second group date we saw last week where she spent her entire time talking about Dale to every one of the guys and then gave herself the rose when she really didn't give any of the guys an opportunity to impress her or like have a conversation or anything like that.
Yeah, I would agree with that. It just, I can't see it ever really just feeling real with any of them. So even though I'm sure they were surprised, more so just at the decision that her and Dale were going to leave together, not so much that they were never going to be the one, probably. Yeah. Most of them knew that. So I think they were probably confused, but they got a sweet little second chance hint from Chris Harrison, which I think probably perked up all their interests a little bit later.
Yes. And then so later we see Chris talk to Claire about, like, do you want to be engaged? And she's like, yeah. And he's like, okay, Dale's going to propose tonight. And she's like, okay. And then he calls Elaine, who has never used FaceTime before.
Clearly.
And then he goes to talk to Dale and said, Claire's expecting a proposal. At any point did Claire say, I, Claire, want to be engaged tonight? And I am telling you that, Chris. Did Chris set the whole thing up?
Completely, Chris. I said it when we were watching the episode. I'm like, she? Oh, I mean, I'm sure she's right there.
Yeah.
But she never said, like, I'd love it if you proposed tonight. Yeah. Again, maybe she was expecting that, but I think this was straight from Chris. It was awesome. He was just like, you want him to propose probably, huh? And then he was like, she wants you to propose. And I thought it was awesome.
You thought it was awesome?
I mean, I just thought Chris is hilarious.
A guy who took 4.5 years to propose.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Can you imagine, like, did you know I was the one after 12 days?
No.
Did you even like me after 12? Do you like me now?
I don't know. Yeah.
You don't know if you like
me. I was saying I don't know to before. Yes, I like you. I couldn't have proposed to you after. Even our first date to the zoo. Eh.
That was not even our first date.
Yeah. Yeah, take it or leave it, I would have said. I'm just kidding. Yeah. No, it was all a lot.
Well, you're also not much of a decision maker. Like, you take a bit more time to be sure in your decision.
I mean, maybe if Chris showed up and told me I was going to propose, it would have been a lot easier.
Here's the thing. So you're a Capricorn.
Okay.
I'm a Libra.
Okay.
Dale, also a Libra.
Ooh.
His birthday.
And Claire? A Capricorn?
I'm not sure. No, I don't think so. She doesn't seem like a Capricorn. If I had to guess, she'd be like a Leo or something.
I'm not going to venture a guess, but I will.
March 20th, so I think she'd be an Aries. I love an Aries.
Yeah.
Or maybe she's cuspy. She's definitely cuspy.
Probably not cuspy.
Pisces?
Material.
Whatever, who cares? It's my podcast. If people didn't want to listen to me, look up Claire Crawley's Wikipedia page and see when her birthday is. They gave up on this podcast 6 years ago. Does it say how tall she is? How tall?
Okay.
How tall is Claire? Yeah. See, like it came out 5'5". Yeah. Is that what you would guess?
Yeah, 5'6", 5'7". I maybe would have said.
Yeah.
Five is a little tall.
How tall do you think Dale Moss is?
I guess like 6'3".
1.19 meters.
Okay, so that's like, what is that? That's like 6'2", 6'3".
Okay. Dale Moss.
180.
Football stats.
Oh, okay. I'm over.
This is my podcast. Ooh, he has a Wikipedia page. Look at him.
Not the best picture.
No, it's a bad picture.
Don't look it up if you're driving.
Don't look it up if you're driving.
I'm going to actually read this later. I haven't actually dove into who he played for or anything football-wise.
Football?
So maybe I'll check it out. Maybe I'll give it a read.
He signed with the Green Bay Packers on May 11th, 2012. Right. Interesting. Interessante, even. So yeah, they proposed. Did you like the ring? I don't even remember it.
It was fine. It's just...
like, it's pretty average, like, bachelor ring.
Bachelor, yeah, they're very similar. They're like big, usually square, giant.
Yeah.
They're fine. They're all fine.
Is that what kind of ring you want for your next proposal?
No. I'm a little more out of the box. Kind of side of the box.
Yeah. That's fair. So they got engaged. That feels like a lot to me. But you know what? They're happy and I want them to be happy. And I really hope this works out for both of them. I think Claire is a nice gal who deserves some love. And they seem to actually have a really good connection, so I'm happy for them.
Yep, I wish them all the best. I'm happy for them. I don't feel like they wasted my time like the other guys felt about Claire. I don't feel like she wasted my time. I've been enjoying watching their journey. I have a question for you. Yeah. She was obviously very into the relationship. She was there. She was ready. Dale was unsure. Would it be weird? What do you think they asked Claire to propose? Too weird for the show?
I think the Bachelor franchise is a little stuck in conventional gender roles. So I don't know if they'd ever have the woman propose. Yeah. Well, I mean, we had it with Demi and Christian.
Different scenario. If ever a situation, though, to like, hey, it's 2020. Let's really keep going because they've been heading in the right direction with changing up their rigid styles. Let's get there to propose. It makes sense.
I like that idea. I really do. I don't know if Claire would do that.
I don't think Dale would like it.
You don't think Dale would like it?
I guess I'm as bad as The Bachelor, but...
But you have said, like, you wouldn't want me to propose to you.
Yeah, just not what I'm looking for. I want to do it.
Yeah.
Dale is the same way.
Again, you're the one who, like, you like to feature in your decision, and if I would have proposed...
Yeah.
You would have just said yes and maybe not felt ready for it.
Yeah, or just...
You would run?
Yeah.
God. Well, I would probably not get you a ring you like anyway.
Yeah.
So I told Ethan when he proposed to me that I wanted to get him a watch or something as like an engagement present. He said, oh, well, why don't you get me a chain? So I bought him a chain.
Horrible chain.
It was that. You know what? When I received it in the mail, I was like, oh, he's not going to like this.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was going to be a lot thinner than it was. It was not thin. It was pretty chunky.
Yeah, I looked like I was trying out for one of Kenny's bands.
And we returned it immediately.
Yep. The thought was there.
It was like a placeholder.
And then you gave me money, and I went out and bought my own chain and love it. So it worked out.
But that's the kind of person. You're specific.
Yep, I'm a gift card guy. A gift card for Christmas, and I'm happy.
I'll keep
that. Yeah.
So that was anyway, so move on. Chris Harrison told the guys that yes, a new bachelorette was coming. They could choose to stay or leave. It ended up all of the guys chose to stay. Would you have chosen to stay?
I definitely would have stayed. I'm there. You know what, again, in an eventual season, maybe not. You know, maybe you're like, whatever, I'm over it. In this season, they've gone through so much.
Yeah.
They're there. I mean, some of them probably don't have exactly the perfect scenario to go home to with what's going on in the world. So I think, hey, you're there. You're safe enough where you are. You're having a great time. You're rowing down. Let's see what's up. I was wondering, I thought maybe again, you know, Jason, maybe Blake, but I figured they were all thinking.
Well, here's the thing. You know, if they really wanted to leave, I figure they could wait and see who was coming first and meet them and talk to them and see if there was a connection. And then if they didn't feel it, then they could go home. I figure, why not give it a chance, at least?
Yep, give it a chance, see who's coming. And I mean, Tayshia's coming.
Aisha's coming. That's a she's great.
Is Dale upset? Is Dale just like, maybe. What did I miss out on?
I don't know. No, I hope. No, I maybe. I mean,
How could you not be?
It's like the FOMO of it.
Yeah.
And I really am excited that guys don't know who's coming.
Yeah, I thought that was fun too. I asked you when we were watching it. When she walks in, are they all going to play it cool, do we think, and say, oh, hello, oh, hi? Or are we going to get like a very manly bro, like,
yeah, I think all that's done, what
like holding each other back,
yes.
And then like she just...
Yes, I think that is what we are going to get.
Can only hope.
And I think she deserves that. I gotta say, I didn't love Tayshia's dress.
No, I love Tayshia. She can do no wrong for me. So
but the
stylist, I'm fine with it. Yes, it wasn't totally my style. The again, would look beautiful wearing a garbage bag with like not washing your hair in 3 years. But like, yeah, the hair was like fine. It was all kind of flippy on one side. The dress was fine. It was fine.
I just feel like we could have had something, I don't know, just a little more like, Bava Voom or special. I don't know. Tayshia's just so beautiful. I think if they had her in just like a V-cut red dress, I think she would have looked so striking. Instead, I found that the dress was a little busy, the sequins, the cutouts. And it was like, the sequins were almost like one of those pillows you see where it's like, plain on one side and then you flip a sequin. Yeah,
somebody like rubs her back with a different color.
Yeah, and so I was just, I feel like we could have done better for Tayshia. Maybe, you know, they couldn't get a stylist in for her last minute or whatever, I don't know.
It might have come down to like bringing something you own, like bring your fanciest
They wouldn't do that.
It's very different scenarios.
I know, but
all bets are off. Like she got there quick, like no, like, well, and to be fair, we don't know exactly how. But like no quarantine.
No, she would quarantine.
Tests are okay.
Yeah, I think maybe they would have done like the 7 days three tests kind of thing.
Yeah, I guess they see it coming. They ask her to start quarantining.
Because I've read that they knew it was over when
they also had a limo. They were going to get married.
No, I can't. No, I'm not remembering. I think it was maybe that day. Where she gave herself the rose, they were like, okay, this is over. We can't do what we're doing anymore. And I could maybe see them thinking beforehand, like, hey, this is going a certain direction. I think we need to make some contingency plans.
Yeah. I struggle because I'm happy that Tayshia is a contingency plan. I love her so much that I just wish that she got...
contingency
plan. Yeah, like, she's... I don't want her to think she's... I almost wish she got her own batch of guys. What if she really likes one of the guys enough to have my one?
Do you think they're going to bring back some of those guys? Do you think they're going to bring in some new guys? Do you think Tayshia's one is in those 15 guys?
Yeah, tough. The sample size is just so much smaller, right?
But maybe it's easier to get to know people on a deeper level.
Yeah, and some of them seem like really good guys, so I don't think it's a, you know, as bad as, like, is there a decent guy in this room?
Yeah.
I think it's more so, is there somebody who's right for Tayshia? I mean, like you said, yeah, who knows? Maybe they'll bring back some people or bring in some new faces. That would be kind of interesting. But, I mean, how much time do we have left? Like, how many weeks will this go on? I'm so interested to know.
They usually air for about 10 weeks. So I would say we have about 6 weeks to go.
Okay, so we got some time.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Well, I guess anything can happen.
Anything can happen, really.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Was this the craziest episode of The Bachelor or Bachelorette you've seen so far?
That I have seen, probably, yes.
Yeah, even crazier than the Fenstra?
I would say less conventional is maybe more an appropriate term than craziest. So I've seen some crazy stuff in my short Bachelor and Bachelorette career.
You have!
But I would say, like, as far as, like, out there, crazy, unexpected, not sure what's going on, what's going to happen type of episode. Would take the cake.
And I thought it was a good episode. I do think some of the spots were a little drawn out. I will say I don't really think a proposal was necessary to feel like we got closure on Claire and Claire and Dale's story.
Yeah, I would have been fine with them just leaving and saying that, like, they were going to continue their relationship. Yeah. But I didn't.
Again, it's their lives.
Yeah.
If that is what you want to do, have at her. Do you have anything else to say about this episode? I feel like this episode was long, but it didn't have as much content as, you know, you might think.
Yeah, well, they were kind of, you know, laying down the framework at the beginning for what was to come this episode. Mm-hmm. And we had kind of asked each other, like, will Tayshia be here at the 1 hour mark, at the 90 minute mark, or is the ending going to be her walking in? And sure enough, the ending was her getting there. So it would have been nice to at least get, like, the first few minutes of, like, the guys' reactions and, you know, the first little bit of interaction between the new group and Tayshia. But
now that we're a couple days out, I do think I'm excited to have a really fresh start with Tayshia. And because, like we said, we are a little bit disappointed that Tayshia's not getting her own season. Now I'm thinking that if her journey would have started halfway through that episode, it would have really felt like she is the backup plan. Instead of now we can be like, okay, Tayshia's here. This is her season. This is what we're doing.
Yeah, it could have felt a little choppy. Started it and stopped it. I'm interested to know, like, if she walks into the room, is that, like, it? I would get all the guys to come outside and have her at the front door as if it's the limo drop-off.
Would you?
Yeah, like, well, she deserves it, right? Yeah. Like, she should get that traditional. Like, is she going to walk in and one by one they all introduce themselves and get to say, like, a few words? Because
maybe
she should. That's kind of, like, the first impression. If her first impression is just, like, does anybody want to talk? And then it's all jostling and she doesn't even know people's names. I would hope that she gets, like, a proper introduction scene where they all get to, you know, do their quirky little things again.
Are you upset that Fartbox is gone, so now he can't do a Fartbox?
No, that's fine.
Yeah, I'm really interested to see how it plays out. Do you think it's unfair to Claire to bury her exit episode on a Thursday after the election when nobody's paying attention to that because they're so focused on the election results?
I mean, maybe, but to be fair, without getting into it, they didn't know it was going to go that long.
Yeah.
I think if they had done it on Tuesday at 8 o'clock, that would have been a little...
Do you think they should just skip this week?
I mean, maybe, but I couldn't have waited. I needed it.
Yeah.
I wanted to find out what happened. I did.
Yeah, I'm satisfied with where we left off on Claire's story. I'm really glad they made the decision to cut it off now and have somebody else come in. I'm really excited for that person to be Tayshia. I love her. I'm just so excited that we're finally making a step in the right direction of having another Black woman lead this season, a Black Latina woman even. So that's really wonderful and fun, and I hope that this isn't just lip service for the Bachelor Diversity campaign that started out this summer. I hope that they are going to follow through on this start. I hope that there are more people of color behind the camera, in the production team, in the editing team. I hope that, you know, the stories get told. I think the Claire's cast, I think that's a good start too. I like these men a lot. I think the cast has really brought something to the season, even though we don't know them super well, because, I mean, we haven't gotten a chance to know them through Claire, so I'm excited to get to know them through Tayshia. Do you think any of these, who do you think's going to be good for Tayshia? Who do you think she's going to be attracted to?
I think it could be a bit different, similar, of course, but I think it might be a bit different to who, you know, we're the front runners for Claire. Like, I don't necessarily think it'll be all the same people. I could see Easy, I could see coming in and really like wowing her with his charisma and his energy, because I know that she is really about that kind of thing too. I could see it going a lot of different directions. If you had to give me a percentage, what are the chances that Aisha ends up with one of these people and that she gets engaged at the end? Percentage points, how likely are we?
75.
Well,
that's where I'm at.
Oh, that's pretty good. I have a hard time going over 50. I think it could just go either way.
Would you be satisfied with the season if they just ended up dating?
I'd be fine with that. Yep. Anything. You know what? Honestly, like I said, Tayshia can do no wrong. If she leaves alone, cool for her. But I could see her leaving with somebody.
Who's her front runner? I'm not really sure what she's going to go for. I could see her being into Bennett, surprisingly. I think he's a little weird and a little goofy, kind of like John Paul Jones was. But I could see her liking him. I think maybe a person that I feel like we've seen from, but I'm not really sure why, is Joe. We've been seeing his confessionals, and maybe he's just one of the better confessionalists amongst the guys, but I'm interested to see if she's really into him. I think he could be a good person.
Yeah, he seems cool. He seems very smart. Maybe that's why we're getting his confessional so often, is because a smart, intelligent person really
also Jason
better than I am right now about how he's feeling.
Yeah, I think her and him, yeah, Tayshia and Jason could be really good together.
Honestly, I think Tayshia's so cool and like open that, yeah, like I could really just see a lot of these guys coming in and really wowing her.
And Tayshia's she's not older, but she's 30. She's in her 30s. So I could see her going for one of the guys in her 30s instead of the guys in the 20s. Especially because I feel like she's more mature than your average 30-year-old. She has been married before. She's been divorced. She's been on TV a couple times. So I don't know. I'm really looking forward to getting her season started.
Me too. I'm excited for what's to come.
Let's get into some questions. I think I have an email. I didn't prepare anything beforehand because I need Amy here to corral me. What have you been up to lately?
Oh, you know, hanging around the house. Pretty much it.
So we have an email from George. Says, hi, ladies. I really need help understanding the episode. Oh, sorry. We did think Amy was
good. Totally fine. Totally fine, George.
That aired on November 3rd. I tuned in to see how Claire and Dale are doing. I must have missed an episode. Dale appears to be gone along with all the other guys and stuff. The final two guys, I don't remember either of them from the other episodes. I didn't see Chris hosting, and instead of Claire choosing the final man, the format changed, and America gets to vote on which one gets the final rose. Also, I know Claire is the oldest bachelorette in history, but how did she end up with two guys who look old enough to be her father? I guess she's still going to have a final date with the guys, because the show kept talking about going to Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. Doesn't seem like the most romantic destination. Anyway, the show seemed to drag on all evening. Wouldn't you know it? They didn't even come up with a winner at the end of the night. Typical move for this show. They ended the night with a to be continued.
I was the fifth paragraph. I got and realized what was happening. I didn't know where. Pretty funny.
I thought that was good.
Yeah.
I didn't even read it beforehand, so I was a surprise. Huh. Again, don't prepare. Now let's get to our questions in the Facebook group. You want to ask us questions in the Facebook group, well, why don't you go ahead and join Rob as a patron? You know, join the Patreon, pay a couple dollars a month to get some really wonderful content. It's a great way to support Rob, great way to support us if you like us.
Exclusive content.
There's a 5 for 5. No, there's not exclusive content with me, so if that's really what you're going for, just DM me. I'll give you some exclusive. Maybe I should join OnlyFans. What do you think? I could probably pay off our mortgage with OnlyFans.
Maybe. I could probably pay off mortgage with OnlyFans.
You're hotter than me, so I think maybe you should do it. Hmm. And I'm also less jealous, so.
Hmm.
Question from Albert Vargas. Claire talks about her parents, James and Lily, a lot. Why doesn't she ever talk about her brother, Harry?
I saw this a lot on social media. It didn't clue in at the time. I guess I was just laser focused on trying to read Ale at the time and see where his feelings were at. But I saw this a lot and I thought it was really funny. And I love this whole storyline of Harry Potter.
Clary Potter. Did you make that up or did you find it?
Okay, cool.
It's funny, regardless.
Yep.
Will Harrington says, how many of the men do you think actually know who Teach is?
Not 100%, but I would say they seem like a well studied group of
people. Except that one guy who got sent home a couple weeks ago, yep. Who couldn't bother to.
Yeah, that was,
three months.
That was so rough.
I do think that a couple of them will know Tayshia. I wonder if they'll, like, after they meet her, they'll give, you know, they'll each get like a spreadsheet of some info on her or anything.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe or it's up to them to figure it out.
Tess Hagen, chances of Dale actually being into Claire and chances of this lasting till the tell all for Tayshia. I do think they'll at least make it to that, just out of sheer will.
Yeah, I think they will. I'm hoping.
I really hope they work. I'm a hopeless romantic. I always want these relationships to work out.
Sure.
Elizabeth Barry, how many times did you expect Dale to not propose? Then you remember the man wants to make good TV. And over under on how many days they stay together after the tell all?
So is the tell all live? Like that has been?
I'm not sure. It hasn't. As far as I know, it hasn't been recorded yet.
Okay. So given that they're still together, I would say we're going to put the over under at 50 days past the
50. Yeah.
Yeah. I think if they can make it 50, they can make it 50 years.
I'm going to go over on the 50.
Okay.
It's only 2 months.
Yeah.
Christy Nick, why do we have to endure a final rose from these two next week? Okay, oh, I forgot about that part.
Yes. We get like a little session.
I forgot about that. Can't we all just move on to Tayshia? How much are you going to miss hearing the term show up umpteen times every episode? What will be Tayshia's go-to phrase?
I don't know. Hopefully something that she like picked up from John Paul Jones that really stuck with her. It's like a hilarious catchphrase.
Dave Backer, would you stay on the show if there's a new Bachelor Bachelorette? I definitely would. Just to see what happens. You never know.
Yeah, double your luck.
Why?
Yeah, people pay big bucks to double their odds like that.
Should they have filmed this in Las Vegas where they filmed Love Island, like on top of the Caesars Palace Hotel?
That's cool, maybe.
Did you not watch any of Love Island with me?
No.
Hmm. Laura Cherry, why was it so drawn out? Also, why did I watch it live so I couldn't fast forward it? What about these guys? What about the guys that got sent home already? Too bad for them, I guess. Yeah, I just can't really see them bringing back more guys, but you never know.
Maybe like the very recent ones, although I don't like it hasn't been that recent, them going home. So if they leave the bubble kind of thing, they'd have to reintroduce
them.
Yeah,
exactly.
I think that's just another thing that kind of doesn't play into the favor of this season.
Yeah.
Because that kind of thing.
It just complicates it just a little bit.
Yeah. And at least 20 minutes late, you got to start the episode.
Oh my God. So yeah. No, every time. We always watch something else till about 8:30.
20 minutes, 30 minutes, you're good to go. You can fast forward the commercials.
Yeah. And, you know, we'll go for like a little walk during some commercials, too. That's my advice. If you do start it on time, when the commercials are up, just walk around your house in a circle. Just, you know, get a little exercise in that time. Really helps the brain. Cindy Boland, is all I need to get a fiancé is to show up at a resort? I'm in.
Honestly, a lot of resorts, you could probably show up and find a fiancé.
I think so.
Good on you, Cindy.
Damien Roberts, how much more boring is this season about to be? I don't think it's going to be boring. This is the most I've enjoyed watching a Bachelorette season in a long time.
Yeah, this is awesome. I don't know where it's going, and I love it. I don't think it's going to be boring. I think they're going to make it work. I think, if anything, it's only been boring because of the restrictions of where they can go and stuff. I love a good ziplining scene that we aren't really getting this season with like the dates and whatnot. Yeah. But other than that, I think it's been entertaining.
Have you been impressed with what they've been doing for dates so far?
Meh.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel,
yeah,
too. Rachel and Solia, I was super concerned by Jason saying he had never confided in anyone like that before. Have men not heard of therapy or emotional intimacy with friends? Rachel, the answer for you there is toxic masculinity, and men feel like they can't talk about their feelings with other men. That is upsetting. I have been trying to push Ethan into talking about his feelings with his friends.
Just weird. We're just just different. I'm cool too. I'm fine talking about my feelings.
Are you?
No, I'm not at all.
You've never talked about your feelings.
Yeah, I'm just not into it. I feel bad for Jason. I don't talk about my feelings because I don't think anywhere nearly as, I don't want to say damaged.
Traumatized
as Jason. I think he could really benefit from like some serious therapy. No, his buddies. Could. You know why we don't talk to buddies? Because they don't know what to say back. They're like, well, you should
go. Yeah, but sometimes you don't want people to say things back. You just want somebody to listen.
Yeah, well, then that's exactly why we don't talk to other guys, because this is the worst. Because yes. All we try to do is give advice. It isn't good advice.
Oh my God. Remember when you said 2 seconds ago that you're good about your feelings?
Yeah, I was just trying
to. The only time you ever share your feelings is when you tell me you're upset when I tell you you have no feelings.
Yeah, that's.
Jay Jabreau, what events in your lives have taken more time than it took for Dale or for Claire and Dale to get engaged?
A lot.
Yeah.
I can't think of any.
You've had a broken bone heal.
Yeah, probably.
Longer, it took longer.
Yeah.
How many events are gonna take more time? Truly everything.
Yeah. Learn to swim.
Learn to swim.
I cut my thumb a while ago. Yeah. And the healing process
taking longer than that so far.
Yep. I wish.
Yeah. I can't remember if I told them about your thumb on this podcast or my Great British Bake Off one.
I cut my thumb. It sucked.
Not a mandolin. Sorry, everyone. It was bad.
Yeah. And that has been going on longer than...
It really has. Relationship. It's been almost... It's been 2 weeks? 1 week? 1 week so far.
Week and a half.
By Thursday, it'll be 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Patrick Hagen. What was going on with Chris Harrison and his facial reactions in all of his one-on-one conversations this episode? Every time they cut to him, he had a different look on his face. Well, Patrick, I feel like Chris hasn't gotten that much screen time in the last few seasons, so this was really his time to shine.
This was a big moment for Chris. He was great, I thought. I loved his, like, any BS.
Yeah.
I don't want to know what's up. I thought it was funny, and yeah, he was making weird facial expressions, but I think he was, like, genuinely not knowing what was going to come out of Claire's mouth,
yeah.
So I think he was just along for the ride, or he was on drugs.
That's possible. Dustin Feinberg, where does congratulations, you've just blown up the Bachelorette rank in terms of all-time Chris Harrison sayings? Higher or lower than he just jumped the effing fence? I think lower than the fence. That was a great line by Chris because it was so just off the cuff.
And the delivery of it was so funny. Like, yo, he just jumped effing fence.
Yeah.
So good. But I again, not having a large sample. I just got to think of that. Although, again, I thought it was going to be like a lot crazier when he said it.
Yeah.
And almost I felt like after seeing it so many times in the previews when he said it, I was like, oh, it's almost anticlimactic.
Yeah, she, like, laughed and then cried. Like, she was like, oh my gosh, silly me.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be very much like, whoa, way to go, Claire.
Yeah, you ruined the season.
Yeah, it was, eh.
Justin Feinberg also asked, who was more surprised to find out Claire expected a proposal that night from Dale, Neil Lane or Dale?
Probably Blake M.
Yeah, poor Blake M.
Yeah, he was
not doing okay.
Yeah, maybe Neil too.
All right, so that's it for questions. I do have some takes from Doug.
Okay. I always forget that that's a portion.
Well, Doug didn't really do it during the Greatest of All Time season. Mm. Do Claire's parents have the same name as Harry Potter's parents? If so, when can we expect Hagrid to arrive at La Quinta to tell her she's heading to a very special school for elderly witches who aren't good at nationally televised dating shows?
You know, I would imagine.
Yeah.
I think Dale is Hagrid.
You think Dale's Hagrid?
Yeah, and he's here to take her away.
Oh my god. How much better would Claire's blunt conversations be with Chris had been if she was instead talking to a raccoon? So I don't know if you know this storyline. When Claire was on Bachelor in Paradise, she was talking about her feelings, kind of not in a confessional, but to somebody. We assume it was producer, so they didn't show the producer on screen. That was before they were willing to break the fourth wall a little bit more. Now they do. So they showed her talking to a raccoon.
What do you mean?
They, like, superimposed a raccoon as who she was talking to.
What? What?
Okay. I'm going to pause this, and we're going to see if I can find this clip, okay? Be right back.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, we are back. We watched the clip of Claire talking to the raccoon.
It wasn't what I thought it was going to be. I thought you were saying that, like, she was talking to her producer, and they it was... I guess it made me chuckle, I guess. It was kind of funny. Like, how the raccoon went into it.
And they did that a couple times throughout the season, and then she came back on Bachelor in Paradise the next year, too, and did it.
I mean, it's a little mean for Claire, but what can you do? That's fine.
Okay, I forgot what we were doing, but we were talking about Doug's takes, so let's go back to that.
Yeah, it was fun.
Can the show not ever find any successful pro football players? Colton, Dale, and that guy Jason all never played it down in the NFL. How sad is it that the best football player in recent memory is Clay? Jesse, whatever, from...
Jesse Palmer.
Yeah, Jesse Palmer.
Yeah, he's a good one. Yeah, like, I feel like Tim Tebow just has a lot going on right now.
I think he's married now.
Sure, so that's why he's not on it.
That's a lot going on.
I think the more successful the football player, you know, the harder it is to get him on the show. Once they get active football time in the National Football League, hard to book those guys. So I guess it makes sense.
And I feel like that guy would automatically want to be the Bachelor without being on the Bachelorette.
Yeah, or he, like, have played a whole... you know, career of football, and he was successful at it, and now he's like 40 and he's a little too old.
This Thursday, I was told by my dentist that she could drill my tooth without freezing and it would not hurt. I also heard that Claire and Dale did not talk before the show. Both were lies. Yeah, I never listened to... What? They didn't freeze your tooth. One time they didn't do that for me, and it was the worst, and it was my friend's tooth. Yeah, I didn't like it. It was not great for me. Sorry that you had to get your tooth drilled. When the show says Blake is a wildlife manager from Hamilton, does that mean he works at African Lion Safari?
You know what? I actually have some... Am I allowed to say this?
Yeah.
I have some insider information on Blake Moyes.
Well, like, I told them that your sister, like, worked.
Oh, so everybody has some...
Well, I thought you were going to give me more information of where you currently were.
I don't know. No, that was all the information I had. But I know that he works... We talked about, like, how he... does the birds?
No.
Oh, wildlife manager. That is his title. He worked at a landfill here in the Niagara region. Is it okay where we live?
Yeah.
Okay. He worked at a landfill here, and his job was to train, I think they're hawks. Could be falcons. Mm-hmm. I think they're hawks. Again, seems easier to train a falcon. Anyway, he trains large birds to scare away seagulls from the dump. And they fly around the dump, and they work for the dump, technically, and they just scare away all the seagulls, and that was his job, to take care of the bird. So that is what that means, I guess.
Yeah, we don't know where he works now, right?
No. I'm pretty sure the story was that, like, he worked there right up until the show started, and quit his job there show.
That makes sense, then.
Because he handed out a bunch of, like, bachelor swag that they gave him during, I don't know, like, one of the audition processes or whatever. So, like, he gave somebody, like, a mug and somebody else, like, a backpack. And it all said something like that on it.
Right.
That was my big reveal.
No, that was good. That was good building on what I had said before.
Good.
Do you have anything else to say about this episode?
Nope, nothing else. I'm excited to see where things go. I liked Claire. Claire, no hard feelings. I'm fine with it. Thanks for the ride. It was fine. And let's see where it goes.
Let's see where it goes.
Yeah, some good moments with her and Dale. The whole getting walked in on by
Chasen.
Was who that was. I totally dig. Liking Chasen. Real quick, let me tell you who I like. Okay. I like Chasen.
Yeah.
Bennett's hilarious.
Chasen, not Jason.
Chasen.
Is Chasen a real name?
I think I've heard it before. It's fine. It's not the best. I like Jason, too.
Mm-hmm.
I hope he finds whatever he's looking for, whether it's on the show or not. Bennett is cool. I love Easy. He's hilarious. We saw a little clip of, like, the potential bromance between Joe and the other guy whose leg he had his hand on and stuff, which was funny.
I don't remember that.
Episode when they were, like, about to announce who the next one was. They hit each other, which I thought was so funny. Honestly, I think I say it all the time because I don't actually know them. Great group of guys, I think.
Yeah.
I think they all seem really cool and chill. I'm sure there's an outlier, but I like them a lot.
Yeah, no, I'm enjoying the season. I'm really looking forward to seeing where it goes.
Yeah, me too.
Ethan, is there anywhere you want people to follow you on the internet?
No. They'll find me via you if they want to.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at @hstrong_. Of course, you can check out my blog, strongtakes.ca. And you can check out my coverage of the Great British Bake Off here on the Wrap Up Network. We were joined by Evie James this week. She is a real-life Brit. She came to talk about the Great British Bake Off, and we're having a really great time covering that. So check those out. Until next time, and follow Amy, too, at RHAP Recapper on Twitter. Bye!
Bye!